I'm going to go to the lost chapter. I probably can say that, the lost chapter, and you won't even have to, I won't even have to tell you what chapter, but it will be chapter 15, Luke chapter number 15, the lost chapter. And we're going to talk about a wasted life, no more. A wasted life, but no more wasted. I'm sure we give evidence all over the house this morning of once having a wasted life, but no more. There's something y'all ain't gonna understand this morning when I tell you this, but I just thank God. You can hear what I'm telling you, a wasted life no more. You can hear what I'm telling you right now, a wasted life no more. But you just don't understand, and I don't understand in your life, but I understand in my life what He redeemed me from. We've all been redeemed from different areas, but we've all been redeemed from the same thing, which is sin. Okay, it's different areas, but sin is sin. So this morning I want to talk about a wasted life no more. I want to talk about the prodigal son as he went about his life wasted, and then he came back and he wasted his life no more. If you have a copy of God's Word, Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 11, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said unto his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself..." We'll stop right there for a minute. Two Sundays ago, we talked about the woman with the issue of blood. And she said she came, she said, "If I can just get to the hem of his garment." She said, "If I can only imagine what will happen when I get to Jesus." Then last Sunday, we talked about the lame man laying at the temple gate. And Peter and John said, "Look up here." And said he looked up expecting to receive something. Do you see where we're going in a pattern in the couple weeks that we've been studying? We're going to have to get a mindset that Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And when that mind gets focused on what God can do, that mind be transformed, the renewing of your mind. He says this, "And when he come to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? He says, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto them, unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I ain't no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to the servant, bring forth the best robe, woo-hoo, put it on him." This morning, by the way, I hope God put something on you. Well, I hope he puts, woo, glory to God. "Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fattest calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they begin to be merry." Father, I love you and I thank you. This day was unpromised. None of us when we woke up this morning was promised to get up. But I thank you that you awoke us this morning and allowed us to come to your house to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, I don't know who a prodigal might be in this place this morning. But as I read about the prodigal son, you don't have to be away from the Father to be a prodigal. You can be sitting under the preached word every Sunday and still be a prodigal. Lord God, if we're in a wayward position this morning, I'd ask you to draw us back. I'd ask you to convict us and pull us back to a place in our life where we get on fire and do what you've called us to do. Father, this morning that somebody may think they have a wasted life, Father, all they got to do is get at the feet of Jesus this morning and they'll realize right quick that that life is not wasted no more. Lord, we find hope, peace, and rest in the name of Jesus Christ. I beg you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I beg you this morning to anoint me with a fresh anointing. Lord, that they may not see me, but they'd see you high and lifted up. And Lord, I pray this morning, if there's one in this place this morning that needs to get back to the Father, I pray they get back this morning. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said. You may be seated this morning. A wasted life no more. I want to show you throughout Scripture this morning why it was not a wasted life no more. The Word of God says that the young man or the prodigal son, he wasted his substance. He went to his father and he said, give unto me what's mine and I'm going to go my way. And he got what was given to him and he went out into a foreign country and he spent all that he had. To look at him, he was washed up, if you would. He was of no value, done with. You could write him off. But when he came to the father, he had a wasted life no more. If you looked at him before he came back to the Father, he was with the pigs, if you would. Hey, he was at the lowest of the lowest. He was at the pig pen, and he was at the bottom. But I say to you this morning that on the authority of God's Word, he didn't have to stay there, and you and I don't neither. Can I get an amen? Hey, we don't have to stay down. There is an up in the world that we live in, and his name is Jesus Christ. And as I come this morning, I think about that wasted life no more. The young man had a wasted life no more, and that's the question I want to look at in the book. Why didn't he have a wasted life no more? And I want to start that journey in verse number 17. I don't want to start when he was back in the pig pen, but I want to start when he realized he needed to come out of the pig pen. Hey, we all know we've been in a pig pen. We all know what the mire's about. Hey, we all know what the sinking sand's about. Hey, we need to know something that's higher than we are. And his name's Jesus this morning. But as we look in verse number 17, number one this morning says, and when he came to himself, you know what the young man did? He realized his failure. He realized where he had failed and where he had went wrong. Friends, this morning in the first step of our life, that our life may not be wasted no more, and we must have to realize where our failure lies. We must have to realize this morning that in us there is nothing good. The Bible says there's nothing inside of us good. The only good that is in us this morning is what Christ Jesus would do through us this morning. The Bible says, and when he came to himself, he realized his failure. When he came to himself, he realized that he was on rock bottom. Hey, to get down to where the pigs was, to get down to the mire, to get down to where that was in his life, he realized he was in a wasted position. And he realized he needed something new. He realized that his failure was there. And look at this. He says this, and I love this. He realized that he needed to get to the rock that was higher than him. Can I say to you, when you get to the bottom and you find yourself at rock bottom, the Bible says that God is the rock on which we stand. Hey, anytime a man, woman, boy, or girl, they get to the rock bottom and they get to the place where they think their life is wasted and is of no value, I got good news this morning. That's when God will use that individual. That's when God will save that individual, and that's when God will turn things around. The Bible says, and when he came to himself, I ask you a question this morning. When was the last time that you came to yourself? I'm talking about you came to your senses. You realized the way I'm going, it ain't going to work. Hey, the things I'm doing, it's not going to please God, and I need to turn around. Hey, I need to go back to the Father's house. Hey, I need to go back to a different place. I know this morning you think, what are you talking about? Hey, but we got to get a mindset this morning. I want you to know, it's been taught a long time, and I believe it's with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. But I want you to know this morning that when you get saved, if your mind don't change, if you don't get your mind set on things that are above, you'll stay in that pig pen. Friends, I want you to know this morning, God didn't save you to leave you where he found you. He saved you to pull you out. He says this morning that he realized his failure. He said he talked to himself. He said, I can only imagine, or I'm only expect what can happen. It says that when he came to himself, he said, look at this, he started talking to himself. I'd ask you a question. When's the last time you talked to yourself? Yesterday, we was getting ready to leave. And we had somewhere to go. I was on the phone with a man. I was gathering things up. Brandy and Kaylee was in the house taking a family photo I was on the phone. I couldn't get a family photo. And I was going out the back door. I said, hang on, man, I got to find my phone. You'll get that when you get home. I said, and when I said it, he said, do what? I said, man, I got it. And I said, never mind, I'm on my phone. You see, you got to get to the place in your life. You know, we get busy, folks. We get busy. And this young man had got to a place where he's seen the cares of this world. And he said, it's better out there. It's better away from the Father's table. It's better out there. Okay, I got good news for you this morning. It ain't better out there. Hey, it's better in here. It's better where Jesus is. It's better at the foot of the cross. It's better in a humble state. It's better. It's better. It's better with Jesus. This morning, I declare to you, it's better to be with Jesus than with the world this morning. He says that when he came to himself, he said it is better to be with Jesus. It is better to be with Jesus. He said he talked to himself. I want you to know David talked to himself. In Psalm 23:1, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. David talked to himself. You got to start talking to yourself. I say to you this morning, David talked to himself. Apostle Paul talked to himself. He said, Galatians 2:24, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. He said, oh, you might may look dead. You may think I'm dead, dull, and dried out. But boys, on the inside, there's something raging. Hey, something lives inside of me bigger than I am. And he says this morning that Paul and David, they're talking to themselves. And this morning, you're going to have to talk to yourself, realize your failure, and say, I'm hungry for something that I don't have. I'm hungry for something I don't have. You see, when he realized his failure, he realized, he said, when he come to himself, he said, how many hired servants do my fathers have? Man, my father has hired servants, has eaten wonderful. Can I say to you, when you got saved, we become servants of Jesus Christ. He said he realized his failure. He said he's got all these hired servants, and they do what he says to do. But 11, verse number 17, and he said, he has bread enough to spare. This morning, I want you to know, if you're hungry this morning, he's got bread to spare. He said, he has bread to spare. And here I am, I'm perishing with hunger. Physically, you won't get this morning, but spiritually, you will. Have you ever been to a place you've been so full physically, you left from the table, wherever you ate at, you said, whoo, man, I'm full. Man, I can't put another drop in. Most time my wife, my daughter says, you're exactly right. Another drop ain't going to go in. But I asked you a question. When was the last time you left the table of God? And you said, I'm so full of the Holy Ghost and what he's doing in my life that I don't know if I can take another scripture in. I don't know if I can take much more in because I am so full. I'm sloshing over. The Bible says this morning, boy, I love this. In Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 6, blessed are they. Blessed. This man realized he could be blessed if he would just seek after what the Father had. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. If you hunger and thirst after that righteousness, folks, I want you to know this morning, you will be blessed this morning. He said, hunger and thirst after this righteousness, for they shall be filled. For this morning he came to that place, this young man did. He had a wasted life. He done wasted everything that his father had, but he realized his failure. He said, my failure is not with the substance I've got. But it's with who I left. Folks, this morning, it's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with having substance. There's nothing wrong with having things that God gives you. But you listen this morning, you always remember who gave that to you. You remember who gave that to you. And this morning, I'm under the authority of God's word. I'm telling you this morning, the one that gave it can take it away. You must understand that this morning. I don't care how hard you worked for it. I don't care how much effort you put into it. It was God that gave the increase. And in here, the Father is the one gave him the increase. And the young man took it, and he devoured it, and he spent it foolishly. But I see this in the text, and I want to share the second point. Not only did he realize his failure, but he replaced it with faith. He replaced it with faith. When you have failed in your life and you start coming to the Father, he's drawing you. You know, if you get to that place where the Father is, you're going to have it made. He said to realize his failure is to replace it with faith. Look in verse 18. I done told you he's talking to himself. He's talking to himself. And he says this. He says, and when he came to himself, here's what he said in verse 18. He started talking to him. Ain't nobody around him. He's with pigs. There ain't nobody around him. Pigs can't hear him. Who's he talking to? He's talking to himself. You know who your greatest critic is? And you know who your greatest enemy is? You say, well, it's Satan. I don't know about that so many times. I'd say your greatest enemy is yourself. My greatest enemy is myself when I say I can't. Or God, are you sure you chose me to do that task? And when I say that, what I'm really saying is, God, I know better than you know, and you really don't know what you're telling me to do, and I think I have the better plan. But this young man, he realized his failure, and he replaced it with faith. And look what he said. He says, I will arise and go to my father. Number one, when he replaced it with faith, he had the faith to get up from where he was at. He had the faith just to get up. This morning, some of you here, you may just done good to get up this morning and to get here. And I understand that's life. Just good enough. I'm just here. And I understand that there's several mornings I come in just getting here was about all I could do. But this young man said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. He had the faith to get up. And am no more, look at verse 19, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Not only did he have the faith to get up and say, I can't stay where I'm at, but he had enough faith to give up. He said, I'm no longer worthy to be called thy son. I give up. I give up. I give up. Just make me whatever you want me. This morning, I wonder who I'm talking to this morning. Say, I'm tired of this. I got on me. I'm tired of this picture that is painted of me. I'm giving up, God. God, I may have all this and I may be doing all this, but I'm tired of what people sees in me. And all I want you to do, Lord, whatever you want to do, you just make me what you want me to be. The young man replaced it with faith, and he understood that if the Father would make him a servant, he'd be took care of. I understand this morning, if God calls me out of this pulpit and he tells me not to preach here, but just to go out and stand on the sidewalk, I got enough faith this morning to tell him, Lord God, whatever you want to do with me, do that this morning. Because I understand if I'm in his will, I'm right where he'd have me to be. He said, I give up trying to be your son. I'm unworthy. Just make me what you want me to be. This morning, you've been trying to live for somebody all your life. You've been trying to hold up to a standard of somebody else all your life. And you finally get to the place, you said, Lord God, I'm no more worthy to be. Just use me. Just make me whatever you want me to be. He said, make me as one of thy hired servants. You said, ain't no way I'd go from a son to a servant. Can I say when you're with the Father and you're in the Father's house, it don't matter if you're a son or you're a servant. They all get treated the same. Y'all going to get this in a minute. Y'all going to have a fit going home. You know what he said? He said, it don't matter. As long as I'm in the Father's house, it don't matter what position I got. They all get treated the same. They all get to eat. Folks, this morning he replaced it with faith. He got to the place where he got up. He got to that place with that faith. He said, I just give up. Because I'm ready to get in. You said, preacher, how do you know we replaced it with faith? Hebrews 11 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Get this. No, get this morning. The young man's talked to himself, but he's not talked to the Father yet. If the Father's willing to give you everything, the Father's willing to accept you back. The young man's rehearsed in his mind, I may have wasted my life, but I'm not through yet. And he says, I'm going to go to the Father. And he gets rehearsed in his mind. Now, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Can you imagine how many times he was in the Father's house and the Father said, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And it keeps rolling in that young man's mind. And here it is. And we got to have, here it is, that faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This young man's repeating it in his mind, how God loves him, how you can get back to the Father. All he has to do is go back to where the Father is. But he says, I got to have faith enough to go back. I got to have faith enough to get back in to where he'd have me to be. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What he hoped for? He hoped that he would receive him as a servant. He hoped that he'd give him the crumbs from the floor. He hoped, that he wouldn't have to stay where he's at. This morning, I wonder who's hoping they ain't got to stay where they're at the rest of their life. Miserable, but where are you at right now? So I can't stay here no longer. He says the young man had a wasted life, but wasted no more. One, he realizes failure. So I got to get back. He got to the place where he had faith. But I'm fixing to show you something. I want to share this with you this morning. And I want you to get this. When you put your faith in God, it no longer relies on you, but you release that and it relies on the Father. He said, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and it'll be up to the Father if things get took care of. This morning, when the altar call comes, you do what you got to do and leave it all up to God. But here's the problem. In the world we live in, people don't realize that they have failures in their life. They don't realize they have failures in their life. Shortcomings, hiccups, things along life's way that you can be a prodigal and sit in church every Sunday and be so far away from the Father's table that it's unreal. I said, preacher, how do you know that? There's other sons at the table every day and he's mad because the other son come back. If a person has been wayward and been out in the world for 2 or 3 years and they come back to the church and they get in fellowship, I'm not going to be mad. I sure like to throw a party, wouldn't you? I like partying, don't you? Hey, I like to party before I got saved, and I like to party after I got saved. The only difference is it's clean partying, amen? Let me show you how you relied on the Father. I believe somebody's getting it this morning on this right here. God gave this to me. You rely on the Father. Whatever's crazy in your mind right now, and you say, man, you rely on the Father. You rely on what the Father's doing in your life. You realize that he's doing a work inside of you. You realize that he's not going to hurt you, but he's going to help you. You realize when he's called you to lay something down, he ain't called you to lay it down to hurt you. He's called you to lay it down to help you. This morning, I want to show you in the text now in verse number 20, if you would. Here's what he said. Here's what he said in verse number 20. Not only he realized his failure, he replaced it with faith, but he relied on the Father. Verse number 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. He's talking about he relied on the Father. Preacher, what he relied on the Father for? Number one, he relied on the Father for forgiveness. If I'm going to be forgiven, it'll be because the Father's forgiven me. So he said, I arose and I went. I went to where the Father was. He relied on the Father for forgiveness. In verse number 23, he relied on the Father for food. You remember he was hungry. And all he wanted, all he expected was get the crumbs from the table. You know what the Father gave him? The biggest cow they was. Said he got the fatted calf. Folks, this morning when you come to God and you get to that place, you say, Lord, I'm wasting away. But I don't want to waste no more. You know what he does? He don't give you the crumbs. He gives you the best. If he'll give Jesus to you to save you, there's nothing he'll hold back from you. This morning he said he came for forgiveness. 1 John 1:9, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He relied on the Father for forgiveness. He relied on the Father for food in verse number 23. But he relied on the Father for a future. Look what he says in verse number 23. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He said, this is a future that you have in Christ Jesus. You don't have to live. You're not a dead man, but a lively man. Alive in Christ Jesus. But not only did he rely on the Father for them, but he relied on the Father for freedom. The person that he had to get to was the Father. This morning, as your pastor, we must stay at the feet of Jesus. We must stay at a place in our life that we humble ourselves and we say, Lord God, I realize my failure. Reel in that faith. Oh, devil tell you, you done too far gone. Devil done told you, you done went too far. But can I say to you, the Father was looking for him to come back. And he is looking for him to come into a future. No longer did the prodigal have a wasted life, and neither do you and I. If we realize our failures, replace it with faith and rely on the Father, we'll have a wasted life no more. Because life is in Christ Jesus. Life is in Christ Jesus. What about you? I want to share a story with you this morning that I heard this morning. All week long I was thinking of an illustration to go with the sermon. Praying, seeking. And this morning I woke up and I was on TV and I always watch Adrian Rogers. And Adrian Rogers was talking this morning about when he went on an airplane one time. We're talking about realizing your failure, having the faith to do something about it, and giving it to the Father. And Adrian Rogers said that when he went up to that, to get on that plane, they had a metal detector. And when they got to where that metal detector was, he walked up there and he took his keys out, took his billfold out, took everything out that he had that was metal and laid it down, and he stepped through and it went beep. Said he stepped back. Said, sir, would you please step again? Said he stepped again and went beep. Sir, step back. Get over here. We're fixing to frisk you. Said he got over there and said they frisked him, top of his head down, searching him, searching him. And it was his tie clip. His tie clip. Something so little. Something so simple. And he said, you know what I wish we had at the back door of our sanctuary at Bellevue Baptist Church? And everybody in the congregation looked. He said, I wish we had a lie detector test. He said, no, I don't. I wish we had a metal detector that detected sin in an individual's life. He said, when we got done with invitation, everybody said, we're good. Have no failures. Have no faults. Have nothing to go to an altar for. And they start to walk out the back door and they got all right through it. And then when they step through, it went beep. And you step back in. You go to step out, it goes beep. And you had to step back in. And you could not enter. What did it say in the old building? Hanging above the door when you went out. Come on, tell me somebody. You're entering your mission field. He said if you could not enter your mission field until you was able to go through that detector, he said the world we live in, and he said the church I pastor would be stronger than Satan could handle. You said, what is that, preacher? What is that? That's when you know that you have failure, but you're willing to go back out and go through this walk of life for 7 more days and walk in that same failure. Go back to the same pig pen, the same places, the same people, the same problems, the same pain. And you're willing to do it all over again. When all you have to do is say, I've got the faith to know this, that if I'll get out from where I'm at, and instead of walking that way, I'll walk toward Christ and rely on the Father no longer do I have to have a week that's wasted. When he said that, that place went crazy. They started clapping hands, doing everything in the world. But it hit me like a ton of bricks, and I pray it did you too. I don't want to walk out. It's okay to walk in that way. It's okay to walk in that way. He said, come in. Compel them to come in. But when you come in and you heard the word, it becomes on you. It's on you when you hear that word. And this morning, my only question is this. If you walked out that door this morning and you knew you had something in your life that hadn't been dealt with, you hadn't took it to God, you hadn't put it under the blood of Jesus Christ, you hadn't asked for forgiveness, would you walk out that door? And I guarantee you, when you walk out that door, by the time you walk through them doorways, it'll go, beep. This morning, we must be sensitive to know this, that we don't have to have a wasted life no more because we have a Father that is welcoming us home. Let us pray. Father God, I love you and I thank you for this day. Lord God, I thank you for the very many blessings of life. Lord, I thank you this morning, Father, for the small things, the simple things. Lord, this morning there's no metal detector or sin detector at the back door. We know that. But for a believer, there is a detector. That's the Holy Spirit. And Lord, it detects us every day of our life. Lord, we come in to worship you in spirit and in truth. And my prayer is this morning, for whoever it may be that's going to walk out that door this morning, they don't realize what's going on in their life, and all they need to do is just turn it over to you. Father, they don't have to keep walking that way. Lord, I pray this morning the Holy Ghost speak to them so fast and so hard. Lord God, don't even just let them get to this altar, to a place that they can find rest in you. And Father, I just pray this morning you have your will. I pray that you'd have your way. I'd ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said.